Big auto news from around the globe today. General Motors says it plans to largely withdraw its Chevrolet brand from Europe starting in 2016. The automaker says the decision was largely due to a challenging business model and the difficult economic situation in Europe. Meanwhile, the Ford Mustang marks its 50th birthday with a new design and plans to go global. Joining us from London is Russell Padmore, business reporter for the BBC. Welcome back to Stateside, Russell.
Cindy, good being with you again.
So let's start with the General Motors announcement today. What's behind that decision?
Well, you have to look at what GM's been doing here in Europe. It's been struggling to get its operation back on track. And around about 2005, from the back of my mind, was when GM decided that it would introduce the Chevrolet brand into Europe. Now, don't get carried away. The kind of Chevys we have here are not the kind that you would see on American roads. Largely, General Motors for years had had control of a South Korean manufacturer called Daewoo, and these were small budget cars. It decided that Europe was the market for these cars. 2005, they got introduced, and what GM has seen, the market changing in Europe, and ultimately, GM in a roundabout way has been competing with itself because it has brands here which are in that self-same segment of the market as the Chevrolet brand. Opel, the large German manufacturer, for example.
Sure. So what does this mean for General Motors? Is this seen as a ding in the fender, if you will?
Sure. This is what's going on here. General Motors has got no choice but to revamp its European operations. We have seen the debt crisis, particularly in the Eurozone, making a lot of people either out of work, therefore they've been hanging on to their existing car a bit longer. You could say that there are several clunkers on the roads driving around in Central Europe or Western Europe now as people decide to hang on to that car a bit longer. Unemployment has been on the rise and the governments have been trying to do something about that. And the debt crisis in the Eurozone, every time consumers hear that sort of thing, they say, well, I was thinking about buying a new car. Maybe I'll hang on to my existing car for another year. That's hurt all the car manufacturers here in Europe. It's made them go back to the drawing board and think what to do. And we know General Motors in particular, since that bailout in the US, of course, when the trouble hit the company, it's been looking at its global operations. And there was a lot of fear here in Europe that maybe Opel, the large German brand, or Vauxhall, as the UK people know it. The British know the Opel brand as a Vauxhall. There was a lot of talk that maybe there would be closure of some of the GM factories here in England, for example, or in Germany. But it now looks as though GM has decided Opel is going to stay and the Chevrolet brand, which effectively is a Daewoo here in Europe, is going to go, particularly in Western Europe.
What are analysts saying, Russell? Are they saying this is a good idea?
Yeah, this is effectively a lot of people in the industry are saying, look, GM, what choice did it have? You can't have a troubled market with a company competing with itself. We know GM is suffering loss after loss here. Something I note kind of interesting, we've kind of had a few signals coming down the pike about this. If you've been paying attention to the industry, a really early sign came not so long ago when Susan Doherty, who was the head of Chevy's European operations, effectively was given the heave-ho. She was booted out. And Thomas Cedron, the head of Opel strategy, was actually put into the job. So we've seen other interesting managerial changes and pretty interesting that someone who was working at Opel and had seen the success of the German operation suddenly finds himself in charge of the Chevy brand in Europe. And not so long later, Chevy is getting the axe. Well, I actually put this subject to one of the industry analysts here in London. I spoke to Jack Ricks. He's the news editor at Auto Express magazine. And I kind of put it to him, look, this motor company, this American car brand, does it have too many models here in Europe?
It is possible to have an enormous amount of brands. The key is having brands that don't overlap, that don't step on each other's toes. So if we take the VW Group as an example, it's got everything from Lamborghinis and Bugattis at one end through to premium manufacturers Audi. It's then got VW, which sits a little bit below that, and then Skoda, which sits a little bit below VW as well. So they're nicely spaced. They appeal to different buyers, and therefore they can coexist. I think with GM, the problem is that they've had these brands which are not only in a part of the market that's being squeezed, but they're also stealing sales from each other.
Well, that's the key thing, Cindy.
Yes.
Jack Ricks at Auto Express saying, look, the real problem for General Motors, they're competing with themselves. It's tough enough competing with the other competition here in Europe. And if you look at Volkswagen, the group that he cited there, they have got brands that stretch right across the range and they're not competing with themselves. And I suppose when we look at Volkswagen stretching that brand into places like China with great success and looking to develop much more in a significant way in the US, maybe that's the lesson that GM should be looking at. Actually, Cindy, if you're interested, I can tell you how many Chevys were sold here.
Yes.
In the European market. In 2012, Chevrolet sold 195,000 vehicles in Western and Central Europe. And so far this year, the figures I can get are 137,000 vehicles. So you can see it's not selling so many this year in the region as it did last year. That's maybe a good piece of news in this. It's not the end of the Chevy brand in Europe, if you count Russia as being part of Europe, because the General Motors guys know that this brand has had success, even if it's had limited success, and it is a budget brand, and they want to develop the Chevrolet brand, the small budget, fuel-efficient cars in Russia.
You know, it's interesting, Russell, the idea that that analyst raised about the overlapping, because really wasn't that what GM had to address here in the States, which is why we no longer can buy a Saturn, a Pontiac, or an Oldsmobile. They had to look at that overlap as well and tackle that here stateside. I'd like to move now from GM to Ford. The automaker is having a big celebration today, revealing the 2015 Mustang at events all over the globe, from New York to Shanghai to Sydney to Barcelona, and of course here in Michigan and Dearborn. The car goes on sale next fall in the U.S. and then later in Europe and Asia. And this is the first time the Mustang will be sold on these two continents. So, Russell, what do you think is behind Ford's decision to get that Mustang on roads overseas?
It's interesting. We have talked a lot about how this will be the first time the Mustang's on sale in Europe, but that's not quite strictly true. I've seen Mustangs being driven around Europe for many, many years. I know the company is looking particularly to the UK. You must remember, here in the UK and in Ireland too, we drive, from your point of view, on the wrong side of the road. So we need the steering wheel on the other side of the car. That's something Ford's thinking of. But interestingly, this is Ford, through its own dealerships now, deciding that the brand that they've had for 50 years, they want to cash in on the success of it. And we have seen Dodge, for example, with Challengers here in Europe. So Ford knows this sporty end of the market is something to go for. And the Mustang brand, been around for 50 years. Mm-hmm. It looks like a nice car. It looks attractive. It's sporty. And just maybe it could compete with those cars like Audi, for example. It's not quite in the Mercedes class for the sporting brand, I don't think. But certainly we're looking at this company saying, well, yeah, Audis are selling a lot in Europe. That's a sporty brand. The Mustang could fit in there, and it wants to cash in on that American image. And I suppose, too, a lot of these drivers who would worry about fuel-efficient cars here, which is natural,
yes,
with the price of gas that we pay here in Europe, which can be anything up to double what you're paying in the US, that is a key consideration. But the new Ford Mustang is not like the big V8 of the 1960s or 70s. It is much more fuel-efficient.
So do you expect that this will really help Ford's sales, particularly considering, as we've talked about, the European auto market is, to put it kindly, not in great shape right now?
Well, Ford is one of the companies which, actually, you might recall, didn't need a bailout from the US government. It does still push ahead. Ultimately, this is about brand image, about the company pushing forward its own image to customers. And they need the sporty brand to go along with the lower end of the market cars, the budget cars. The Fiesta is quite popular here. The mid-class saloon or sedan, as we would call it here. The Mondeo is also a popular car. The Ford Focus is the real seller here in Europe for Ford. And what the Mustang does is it gets the company's brand image into the minds of drivers. Everybody wants to drive the dream. Sure, they'll sell a lot of Mustangs here, but it's not going to be the massive profit maker they would like. But any car company needs a range of vehicles, and certainly when we look at General Motors having too much of a range of vehicles here in Europe, and Ford is trying to introduce that sporty brand, it knows that segment of the market does have customers, and it can leverage that in other ways, get the blue oval into the minds of prospective car buyers.
Russell Padmore, business reporter for the BBC. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Russell. Thank you so much.
Cindy, good being with you. We'll speak again.